This is side number three of Through the Year with Pope Francis, continuing on page number 72. And this book, remember, is set up so that there's a selection for each day of the year. And we're beginning here with March the 1st. The title of this is The Joy of Evangelization. And the reader for this side is Carl Belish. The Joy of Evangelization. Let us witness to the newness, hope, and joy that the Lord brings to life. Let us feel within us the delightful and comforting joy of evangelizing. He's quoting there from Pope Paul VI's apostolic exhortation entitled Evangelii Nuntiandi, and that's paragraph number 80. Because evangelizing, proclaiming Jesus, gives us joy. Instead, egotism makes us bitter, sad, and depresses us. Evangelizing uplifts us. This is from Pope Francis's general audience on May the 22nd, 2013. And the reflection offered for this day, have you ever experienced the joy of evangelizing? Give God a chance to speak through you. The selection for March the 2nd is entitled Real Life Christians. As we open to the Holy Spirit, do we let ourselves be guided by Him? Christians are spiritual. This does not mean that we are people who live in the clouds, far removed from real life, as if we were some kind of mirage. No, the Christian is someone who thinks and acts in everyday life according to God's will, someone who allows his or her life to be guided and nourished by the Holy Spirit, to be a full life, a life worthy of true sons and daughters. That's from Pope Francis's homily delivered on June the 16th, 2013. And the reflection offered for this day, do you invite the Holy Spirit into your life at the beginning of every day and even throughout the day? How can the Holy Spirit play a role in your everyday life? The selection for March the 3rd is entitled Our Poverty. We all experience our poverty, our weakness, in taking the precious treasure of the gospel to the world. But we must constantly repeat St. Paul's words, we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. That's a quotation from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 7. It is this time that must always give us courage, knowing that the power of evangelization comes from God, that it belongs to Him. This is from Pope Francis's address on May the 17th, 2013. The reflection offered for today, what weakness of yours prevents you from sharing the faith? Take this moment to further place your trust in God. The selection for March the 4th is entitled Accepting Old Age. Sometimes it seems to me that in our relationship with children and young people, we are like adults who abandon and disregard these little ones because they reveal our bitterness and our failure to accept old age. We abandon them to the vicissitudes of the street with the attitude that every man for himself. We abandon them to places of entertainment where they can amuse themselves. Or we abandon them to the care of the cold and passive anonymity of modern technologies. We set aside our care for them, and we even imitate them because we do not want to accept our place as adults. We fail to understand that the commandment of love requires us to care, to set boundaries, to broaden horizons, and to give witness with our lives. This is a quotation from Only Love Can Save Us, which is a homily that he preached on May the 25th, 2012. The reflection offered for today, What responsibilities has God given you? What can you do this week to be faithful to them? In what areas is God calling you to take on more responsibility? The selection from March the 5th is entitled, Rend Your Hearts. The words of the prophet Joel are strong and challenging. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. These words are an invitation to all people. They exclude no one. Rend your hearts and your garments of a penance that is not sincere and that does not guarantee an eternal future. Rend your hearts and not your garments of any fast that is merely a formality or an observance which only serves to make us feel satisfied. Rend your hearts and not your garments of superficial and self-centered prayer that does not reach the innermost being of your life so that God may touch it. Rend your hearts so that you may sing along with the psalmist, We Have Sinned. This is a quotation from Only Love Can Save Us, which is the Pope's Lenten message for February the 13th, 2013. The reflection offered for today, in the depth of your hearts, ask God for forgiveness. Ask Him what you can do to center your life more on Him. The selection for March the 6th is entitled Plastic Smiles. Lent comes to us with its shout of truth and hope. It tells us that we do not have to slap or make up, but slap on makeup and draw plastic smiles as if nothing were happening. God invites us to admit that something inside us is not well, and that something in society or in the church is not well. He invites us to change, to turn around, and to be converted. This is a quotation from Only Love Can Save Us, which is the Pope's Lenten message on February the 13th, 2013. The reflection for today, what aspect of your life needs conversion? Take one step forward in this area today. The reflection from March the 7th, Always the Cross is its title. It is the cross, always the cross, that is present with Christ, because at times we are offered the cross without Christ. This has not purpose. It is the cross, and always the cross with Christ, which guarantees the fruitfulness of our mission. This was his homily delivered at a mass with seminarians and novices on July the 7th, 2013. The reflection offered for today, what cross is Jesus inviting you to carry this month? The selection for March the 8th is entitled Gratitude. Lent must be a time of conversion that flows out of gratitude for all that God has given us, for all that He has accomplished and will continue to accomplish in the world, in history, and in our own personal lives. Our gratitude must be like Mary's, who, in spite of all the sorrows she had to endure, did not cast down her eyes in defeat, but instead sang of the greatness of the Lord. This is from entitled Only Love Can Save Us. It's from his Lenten letter, dated February the 22nd, 2012. And the reflection for today, write a list of 10 things you are grateful for. Take time to thank God for each one. The reflection for March the 9th is entitled, To Meet Each Other. I sometimes ask people, do you give alms? They say to me, yes, Father. And when you give alms, do you look the person you are giving them to in the eye? Oh, I don't know. I don't really notice. Then you have not really encountered him. You tossed him the alms and walked off. When you give alms, do you touch the person's hand or do you throw the coin? No, I throw the coin. So you did not touch him. And if you don't touch him, you don't meet him. What Jesus teaches us, first of all, is to meet each other, and in meeting, to offer each other help. We must know how to meet each other. We must build, create, construct a culture of encounter. This was Pope Francis's message on August the 7th, 2013. The reflection offered, how can you build this culture of encounter, especially in your care for the poor? The selection for March the 10th, Where Are You? Is its title. This is the first question which God asks man after his sin. Adam, where are you? Adam lost his bearings, his place in creation, because he thought he could be powerful, able to control everything, to be God. Harmony was lost. Man erred, and this error occurs over and over again, also in relationships with others. The other is no longer a brother or sister to be loved, but simply someone who disturbs my life and my comfort. This is a quotation from the Pope's homily delivered on July the 8th, 2013. And the reflection offered by our author, who disturbs your life? How can you respond in love? The selection for March the 11th, God is Pure Mercy, is the title. Put on Christ. He awaits you in the sacrament of penance. With his mercy, he will cure all the wounds caused by sin. Do not be afraid to ask God's forgiveness, because he never tires of forgiving us, like a father who loves us. God is Pure Mercy. This is a quotation from Pope Francis's address on World Youth Day, July 25, in 2013. The reflection, when was the last time you participated in the sacrament of penance? Find a time to go this week. The selection for March the 12th is entitled Glorified on the Cross. But difficulties and trials are part of the path that leads to God's glory, just as they were for Jesus, who was glorified on the cross. We will always encounter them in life. Do not be discouraged. We have the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome these trials. This is a quotation from his homily, delivered on April the 28th, 2013. And the reflection, consider how you can unite your difficulties and trials to Jesus' suffering and death on the cross. The selection for March the 13th is entitled, This is the Path. If we want to take the path of worldliness, bargaining with the world, we will never have the consolation of the Lord. And if we seek consolation alone, it will be a superficial consolation, not the Lord's consolation, but a human consolation. The Church always advances between the cross and the resurrection, between persecutions and the consolations of the Lord. This is the path. Those who take this path do not go wrong. That's a quotation from Pope Francis' homily, delivered on April 23rd, 2013. And the reflection, what situations in your life cause you to choose the path of worldliness? Take some time to place your trust more deeply in the Lord's consolation. The selection for March the 14th is entitled A Response to Evil. The cross is the word through which God has responded to evil in the world. Sometimes it may seem as though God does not react to evil, as if he is silent, and yet God has spoken, he has replied, and his answer is the cross of Christ, a word which is love, mercy, forgiveness. This is from the Pope's address on March the 29th, 2013. And the reflection for today, do you sometimes wonder where God is when you see evil in the world? Remember to think about Jesus' gift on the cross when these situations arise. The selection for March the 15th is entitled Entering into Death. What has the cross given to those who have gazed upon it and to those who have touched it? What has the cross left in each one of us? You see, it gives us a treasure that no one else can give, the certainty of the faithful love which God has for you, a love so great that it enters into our sin and forgives it, enters into our suffering and gives us strength to bear it. It is a love which enters into death to conquer it and to save us. This was an address he delivered at World Youth Day when making the way of the cross on July 26, 2013. And the meditation, or the reflection rather, offered for today is meditate on the sensations of the cross. Ponder the treasure that God has given you. The selection for March the 16th is entitled Talk, 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 No. My experience is that I feel my experience is what I feel in front of the tabernacle when I go to the evening to pray before the Lord. Sometimes I nod off for a while this is true, but the strain of the day more or less makes you fall asleep, but he understands. I feel great comfort when I think of the Lord looking at me. We think we have to pray and talk, talk, talk. No, let the Lord look at you. When he looks at us, he gives us strength and helps us to bear witness to him. This is from his address delivered on May the 18th, 2013. And the reflection, take at least 5 minutes right now to be silent before God. The selection for March the 17th is entitled No Longer Attentive. How many of us included, pardon me, how many of us, myself included, have lost our bearings? We are no longer attentive to the world in which we live. We don't care. We don't protect what God created for everyone, and we end up unable even to care for one another. This is from his homily delivered on July the 8th, 2013. The reflection, where has our culture gone wrong in caring for one another? Where have you taken on some of this culture in your own life? The selection from March 18th. The Gift of Hope is its title. For us Christians, wherever the cross is, there is hope, always. If there is no hope, we are not Christian. That is why I like to say, do not allow yourself to be robbed of hope. We may not be robbed of hope because this strength is a grace, a gift from God, which carries us forward with our eyes fixed on heaven. This is from his homily delivered on August the 15th, 2013, and the reflection offered by the editor, what robs you of hope? Ask God for the gift of hope in your life. The selection for March the 19th is entitled Think of St. Joseph, and this is the Feast of St. Joseph, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Let us think of St. Joseph, who watched over Mary and Jesus, of his care for the family God had entrusted to him, and of the attentive gaze with which he guided it to avoid the perils on the way. For this reason, may pastors know how to be in front of the flock, to show it the way, in the midst of the flock, to keep it united, and behind the flock, to prevent anyone from being left behind, and because the flock itself has, so to speak, a good nose for finding the way. This is how the pastor must move. That's from his address on June the 21st, 2013. And the reflection offered, St. Joseph is a great model for all of us as we care for and protect the people in our lives. What can we learn from this example of uncomplaining obedience to God's call and his wholehearted readiness to serve? The selection for March the 20th is entitled Freely Given. When Jesus sent his disciples to proclaim the kingdom, he told them, "Freely you have received, freely give." This is a quotation from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 8, and this is using the NIV version or translation of the Bible. The Lord wants his kingdom to be spread through gestures of love freely given. This is how men and women recognized the first Christians as they went about spreading the message that overflowed from them. Freely have you received, freely give. The church knows by attraction, the church grows by attraction, by its witness, not by proselytism. This is a quotation from Only Love Can Save Us, which is the Pope's Lenten letter dated February 22nd, 2012. And the reflection offered, keeping in mind God's gifts to us, what gestures of love and encouragement can you freely give to others? How can you live with this perspective today? The selection for March the 21st is entitled A Scandal. Faith in Jesus Christ is not a joke. It is something very serious. It is a scandal that God came to be one of us. It is a scandal that he died on the cross. It is a scandal, the scandal of the cross. The cross continues to provoke scandal, but it is the one sure path, the path of the cross, the path of Jesus, the path of the incarnation of Jesus. Please do not water down your faith in Jesus Christ. We dilute fruit drinks, orange, apple, or banana juice, but please do not drink a diluted form of faith. This is from his address delivered at World Youth Day on July the 25th, 2013. And the reflection offered, in what ways do you water down your faith in Jesus? Meditate on the cross to help you strengthen your commitment to him. The selection for March the 22nd is entitled Bite Your Tongue. Let each one ask him or herself today, do I increase harmony in my family, in my parish, in my community, or am I a gossip? Am I a cause of division or embarrassment? And you know the harm that gossip does to the church, to the parishes, to the communities. Gossip does harm. Gossip wounds. Before Christians open their mouths to gossip, they should bite their tongues. To bite one's tongue, this does us good because the tongue swells and cannot gossip. Am I humble enough to patiently stitch up, through sacrifice, the open wounds in communion? This was delivered at his general audience on September 25th, 2013. The reflection, do you know of a situation where you need to bite your tongue? Ask the Lord for the grace to avoid gossip and to speak well of others. The selection for March the 23rd, Only Love Can Save Us. We already know where the voracious greed for power, the imposition of one's ideas as absolute, and the rejection of those who think differently will take us, to a numbness of conscience and to abandonment. Only the commandment of love in all its simplicity, steady, humble, unassuming, but firm in conviction and in commitment to others, can save us. This is from his homily entitled Only Love Can Save Us. It was a homily delivered on May the 25th, 2012. And the reflection, why do you think humility is essential to love? How might a spirit of humility help you to love others more wholeheartedly and realistically? The selection for March the 24th is entitled The Bitterness the Devil Offers. Let us never yield to pessimism, to that bitterness that the devil offers us every day. Let us not yield to pessimism or discouragement. Let us be quite certain that the Holy Spirit bestows upon the church, with his powerful breath, the courage to persevere and also to seek new methods of evangelization so as to bring the gospel to the uttermost ends of the earth. And here he refers to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. And this was given in his address delivered on March the 15th, 2013. And the reflection offered by the editor: what makes you pessimistic about yourself, your church, and your world? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you hope and courage. The selection for March the 25th is entitled Relive Her, Yes. And this is the Feast of the Annunciation of the Lord. In this regard, we must learn from Mary. We must relive her yes, her unreserved readiness to receive the Son of God in her life, which was transformed from that moment. Through the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son take up their abode with us. We live in God and of God. Yet is our life truly inspired by God? How many things do I put before God? This was from his general audience on May the 15th, 2013. Reflection: what do you put before God? How can you relive Mary's yes to what God wants from you? March 26th is entitled Never Give Up. Dear brothers and sisters, let us not be closed to the newness that God wants to bring into our lives. Are we often weary, discouraged, and disheartened, and sad? Do we feel weighted down by our sins? Do we think that we won't be able to cope? Let us not close our hearts. Let us not lose confidence. Let us never give up. There are no situations which God cannot change. There is no sin which he cannot forgive if only we open ourselves to him. This is from his homily that was delivered at the Easter Vigil on March the 30th, 2013. And the reflection: what new things is God doing in your life? How can you open yourself up more to what he wants from you? The selection offered for March the 27th is entitled The Nakedness of His Sin. Adam, after his sin, experiences shame. He feels naked. He senses the weight of what he has done, and yet God does not abandon him. God immediately asks, "Adam, where are you?" He seeks him out. Jesus took on our nakedness. He took upon himself the shame of Adam, the nakedness of his sin, in order to wash away our sin. By his wounds we have been healed. This is the Pope's homily delivered on Divine Mercy Sunday, April the 7th, 2013. Reflection: take some time to reflect on your sins and Jesus' gift on the cross. Allow yourself to experience his healing. The selection for March the 28th is entitled To Be Crucified Again. According to an ancient Roman tradition, while fleeing the city during the persecutions of Nero, St. Peter saw Jesus, who was traveling in the opposite direction, that is, toward the city, and asked him in amazement, "Lord, where are you going?" And Jesus' response was, "I am going to Rome to be crucified again." At that moment, Peter understood that he had to follow the Lord with courage to the very end. But he also realized that he would never be alone on the journey. Jesus, who had loved him even unto death, would always be with him. This is from the Pope's address on World Youth Day on July the 26th, 2013. The reflection: How do you identify with Peter? How is God with you on your journey? The selection for March the 29th is entitled The First Reform. The church's ministers must be merciful, take responsibility for the people, and accompany them like the Good Samaritan who washes, cleans, and raises up his neighbor. This is pure gospel. God is greater than sin. The structural and organizational reforms are secondary. That is, they come afterward. The first reform must be the attitude. The ministers of the gospel must be people who can warm the hearts of the people, who walk through the dark night with them, who know how to dialogue and to descend themselves into their people's night, into the darkness, but without getting lost. This is an interview that Pope Francis gave with America magazine on September 30th, 2013. And the reflection, think of someone you admire who is great at walking with others, at extending compassion. How can you follow that example? What steps can you take to overcome any indifference you might feel? The reflection for March the 30th is called The Final Decision. Dear brothers and sisters, how difficult it is to take a final decision in our time. Temporary things seduce us. We are victims of a trend that pushes us to the provisional, as though we wanted to stay adolescents. There is a little charm in staying adolescents, and this is for life. Pardon me. Let us not be afraid of life commitments. Commitments that take up and concern our entire life. In this way, our life will be fruitful, and this is freedom. We to have the courage to make these decisions with generosity. This is an address the Pope gave on May the 4th, 2013. And the reflection, what decisions are you currently avoiding? Ask God to help you make a decision today. And the selection for March the 31st is entitled God Likes You. And if we do not, and we, do we listen to the Holy Spirit? What does the Holy Spirit tell us? He says God loves you. He tells us this, God loves you. God likes you. Do we truly love God and others as Jesus does? Let us allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Let us allow him to speak to our heart and to say this to us. God is love. God is waiting for us. God is Father. He loves us as a true Father loves. He loves us truly, and only the Holy Spirit can tell us this in our hearts. This is from the Pope's General Audience given on May the 8th, 2013. And the reflection offered for today, in your heart, reflect on how you view God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand God's love for you. This is the end of side 3, continuing on side 4.